This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Today we're opening up the second letter of the Thessalonians. Paul the Apostle, he'd already written and sent out this first letter to the church there in Thessalonica, and it evidently was received with mixed reviews. Some of the issues that that church there faced were apparently well entrenched, and some of the people were, I think, rather loath to receive Paul's instruction and his correction on matters of doctrine and behavior. During the period between these two letters, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, we also know that the persecution of the believers in Thessalonica had grown more intense, and it was seemingly now bringing people to the point of despair. Ever since the beginning of this church, it had endured persecution, both from the secular realm on the one side as well as the religious realm on the second. Such seems to be the case, I think, with any church that's trying to walk that narrow road of faith. For the Thessalonians, the honeymoon clearly was over. The Christian warfare that comes to us all had begun now for them. It is at this point that many leave the faith. Many leave the church. It's all good when it's all good, but when the testing of our faith comes, and indeed it always does, many fold. Jesus, after many of those that followed him had headed on back to the world, turned and asked the 12, "Are you going to leave me also?" So we see in this letter a rather necessary element of encouragement by Paul toward the people there in Thessalonica. It is also commonly understood that a letter had come into this church there in Thessalonica that was messing with people's heads. Of course, as always, that letter was apparently anonymous. You know, often it's what is not said that causes the greatest damage, I think. The enemy knows this, and he operates then in half-truths, in half-stories, in conspiracy theories, and innuendos, sort of like our political realm. Many there in Thessalonica believed that this letter was from Paul, and that made their confusion all the greater. The letter in question claimed that the rapture and the tribulation had already occurred. Thus, it was clearly obvious that these folks still needed some further instruction. They were not done. And neither are we, by the way. To make matters worse, it seems that those that were causing this ruckus in the church when the first letter from Paul had arrived, well, apparently they were still there and they had not changed their behavior. So they were precious from the inside, and then they were precious from the outside. Paul wrote this second letter to those in Thessalonica, but even more, he wrote it to those that were, quote, "in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. And that's an important distinction, because, you know, we will always have those in our physical midst that are indeed in the church, but not really in Christ.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.